Despite a beefed-up public awareness campaign and new laws combating distracted driving, New York State troopers issued 21,500 tickets over the summer, compared to 5,000 last year. According to a recent survey by AT&T, 97% of teens across the country are aware that texting while driving can be dangerous, yet 43% admitted doing it. In New York, there have been three times more distracted driving incidents this year than 7 years ago. Governor Cuomo stopped by the New Baltimore Service Plaza to talk tough about texting.
The numbers are getting worse, not better. Why? Because as the new drivers are entering the pool, the numbers are going up. And this is a problem for all ages, all drivers. It's especially a problem for young drivers. Why? Because they are the generation of the cell phone, of the electronic device that's in their hand that they use constantly.
In 2009, Ballston Lake resident Patty Rekvica and her 12-year-old son were riding in a car that was hit by an SUV whose driver was distracted.
Thankfully, my son fared well, a few scratches and sprained wrists. I was not as lucky. I broke my nose, fractured my neck, hurt my shoulder, and was left with a traumatic brain injury. I spent months in therapy, even learning how to speak again. To this day, I still have physical limitations. And it has been very stressful for our family. But 4 years later, as you can see, we are doing well. I have become a personal trainer and a wellness coach, not only to heal myself, but to help others along the way. After the accident, I started the DRIVE campaign, realizing we need to raise awareness and spread the word that we cannot be distracted drivers.
Thomas Madison, executive director of the New York State Thruway Authority, announced that the superhighway is rolling out a new plan to augment tough new penalties and heightened awareness about texting while driving.
New York State operates dozens of service plazas and parking areas and pullover sites along our state highways and along the entire thruway system. And today we're announcing that all of these sites will officially become texting zones. These texting zones will enable drivers to pull over and return phone calls or answer text messages in a safe, comfortable area where they don't have to take their hands off the wheel or their eyes off the road.
90 texting zones have been designated in all so drivers can stay focused on driving. Nationally, drivers are being urged to join the It Can Wait campaign, which asks drivers to put down their phones when they pick up their car keys. Go to WAMC.org to take a texting while driving test. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.